Hey guys, Jordan Green here, host of the Greenhouse Podcast. You're listening to episode 13, titled The Charismatic Kid with Emily Wright. Emily and I had a great conversation. She's such an interesting person, and I really hope you enjoy it as we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you have tuned in to your favorite show out there on the radio. This is the Greenhouse Podcast, right here with your host, Jordan Green. Today, we are actually recording episode 13. Play the round of applause. There's the button. So this is episode 13, ladies and gentlemen, and today's episode is brought to you by Footprints, because without them, how would we find our way back home? Nobody knows. Also, one of our sponsors today is a gentleman. He's Colombian, and he came through the studio today, and he gave us a dollar. He donated his time and his sweaty dollar to our lovely studios, and we are so grateful, and we appreciate it, not only the dollar, but also the sweat, because without sweat, I don't even know where we'd be without sweat either. Footprints and sweat. Woo! Now that that's done, I'd like to introduce our newest guest on the show. Her name is Emily.
Hi.
And it's Emily Wright.
Yes.
Emily Wright. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you on.
Ah, great. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Emily, how does it feel to be one of the first women and representing women all around the world?
Oh,
right
it
now?
Feels awesome. It feels awesome. I feel like we're paving ways. This is great.
Paving ways. Where are we paving
future,
ways to?
The future female podcasters of the world.
Of all the world.
You know, all the ones that are listening right now.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. You know, it's an honor to have you on. I can't wait for all the other women that are going to be on.
I'm sure you can't.
But right now you're representing them. Awesome. You know, so speak for them. Speak for the women.
You got it. No pressure. No pressure.
Pave the way. No pressure. Guys, you can actually look us up on our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, if you want to see some behind-the-scenes photos and videos. Sometimes our janitor makes his way through the studios, and what do you know? He takes videos and photos.
I was hoping to meet him. Do you think he'll show up?
I think he might show up one day.
Okay.
One day soon. Is that the janitor right there?
Is that him?
What are you guys doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you recording another one of your episodes here, buddy?
Oh, my goodness. Dane's brother, Dane. He is
Dane's
here. He's our janitor.
Brother, Dane.
Hi.
My name is Emily. Nice to meet you. Your hands are nice and clammy.
Oh, that's me. Yeah. Clammy Dane.
That was Dane, our janitor. You know, he hasn't made an appearance in a while now. Ooh. I think it was episode 7.
Let me interrupt, Dane.
Thank you, Dane. Thank you, Dane.
It was nice meeting you.
He's quite a treat. He always is. He cleans those buckets.
He cleans
really well.
I think he cleaned them on my hands.
He did.
Yeah.
He used his little wipes. He cleaned your hands off.
Yeah, great.
Even though they didn't need cleaning, I think you have lovely hands.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, that's just my opinion, though. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
You got to represent all the women's hands now, too.
All the women's hands. This is so much pressure.
So much pressure.
Paving ways.
Oh, my goodness. So lots of guests lined up, guys. We have so many people that we're looking forward to, but we're happy for all the ones we've had. You know, we've had our last guest was actually Ronnie. You remember Ronnie?
I do remember Ronnie.
Oh, he's a lovely fellow.
He is a lovely fellow. It's been quite some time since I've spoken with Ronnie.
You know, he's moved on to some many, many moons.
He's moved to many moons, or?
He is a moon in many ways.
A moon in many ways.
In many ways. And I think he'd agree.
Okay.
You know, he talked about rising up last week.
Oh.
Or was it just a few days ago? I don't even know when these.
Was that a reference to the moon?
It was. We didn't reference moon, mostly hot dogs, if the listeners remember.
Nothing goes with moons more like hot dogs.
It's true.
Moons
it's true. So Emily, I kind of remembered when I, looking back on some of our memories together, one of our first memories together hanging out was, we went out to some shows in Atlanta.
We did. Super cool.
Where was that at though? I don't even remember.
We went to, was it the Loft?
It looked like the Loft. It felt like
or
a Loft.
Or Center Stage. I feel like they're like. Both.
Yeah, it sounded like a loft. It felt like a loft.
It was high.
What are some other senses? It smelled like a loft.
It smelled. I don't know. It was like a loft.
I found it interesting. You knew a lot of people there.
I did.
And this was my first time hanging out with you.
It was a friend of mine's show. They were playing a show there.
That's what it
was. Yeah, it was awesome. We got to see them, hung out, lots of people. It was hot.
Should we mention the name of their band?
We absolutely can.
Awesome.
Everybody Run from Atlanta, Georgia. That's them.
Wait, are you telling everybody to run? No, or is that the name of the band?
Go right now. Run and listen to run everybody run.
And listen to them.
Everyone run and listen to everybody run. But yes, wow. It's everybody run. They're from Atlanta, Georgia.
Isn't that great?
We
have so many local artists.
Do you remember we also went and we tried to buy beach balls?
We did.
And we bought
my goodness.
One beach ball. So that was a Spider-Man beach ball.
So listeners, if you ever are trying to find a specific type of beach ball, and it happens to be a Spider-Man beach ball, they're easy to find.
They are easy to find. However, beach balls...
Just normal
just
beach
like,
balls.
You cannot find them anywhere.
I mean, we searched that store. Where were we? Was that like a Toys R Us?
Are we allowed to say it? Yes. It was a Toys R Us.
You know, as long
where
as
they have
we...
everything but beach balls.
Exactly. I don't know if we're allowed to say Toys R Us or not. Let's just say if we get in trouble, we'll say that we were actually pronouncing the misspelling of Toys R Us. It was Toys... A-R-E, us.
Toys are they.
Toys are they.
We tried to buy beach balls. We got one Spider-Man beach ball.
And we weren't even going to the beach.
And we didn't even keep it. We weren't going to the beach. We weren't going to the beach at all.
Why did we need beach balls?
We were going to, because they wanted to throw beach balls. And instead, we showed up with one beach ball.
Yeah, people do that at concerts. Why do people do that?
I don't know, but definitely having one small Spider-Man beach ball was not as entertaining as having like 20
That's
large
brilliant.
Beach balls. But yeah. It was fun.
Well, yeah. Well, I remember that was one of my favorite nights for sure.
It was a lot of fun.
And
we had a good time.
You knew everybody. I'm like, Emily knows everybody. It's so cool. Oh, look behind us. So right now in our studios, we have a dog right outside our window. If you guys remember last episode, Ronnie and I were really creeped out by this dog. He's actually a white German Shepherd. Beautiful dog. Mm-hmm. Beautiful dog. But it looks like a wolf about to attack our studios.
Oh.
And, hopefully, because we don't have the budget right now to do a lot of repairs. So, we'll be okay, though.
If those donations keep coming in, ladies and gentlemen.
It is coming in, and it could pay for all the repairs. That is fantastic. Yeah, so just ignore the dog. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he gets in somehow, and he just stands behind me.
He just shows up inside.
He does, yeah. But okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Emily, where exactly do you live? Because I know we've been to Atlanta.
We have been to Atlanta.
And we have a lot of friends from Atlanta.
Did at the time still live in Atlanta, but now I actually live
now
in
you live somewhere
Forsyth
else.
County, Georgia.
Forsyth?
Forsyth, close.
It's for a scythe.
Four.
Four.
But
four.
Not like the number.
And not like what you say when you golf.
No.
For those of you who can't see, hopefully all of you, I'm doing a golf motion. Actually, I don't know if this is a golf motion. This is more like a...
There's a bug in my face motion.
Okay, so not Forsyth. Forsyth.
Forsyth. Close.
Brilliant.
You're getting it.
You know.
Don't worry about it.
I don't go there often.
There's not much to do.
But you
there.
Go there every day.
I do every single day.
Do you have neighbors?
There are some neighbors there. Where?
There How
well,
are they?
There are their houses.
Are they nice people?
I assume people live there. I don't know.
You haven't been in there yet.
Mm-mm.
You know, we should go after this episode.
What?
Let's go.
Okay.
Knock on their doors and run away.
Okay.
I think it'd be
that.
Fun. Have you ever done that before?
When I was a kid, I did.
I've never done that.
I haven't done that in a while, but I did other things, like left things in their yard too. I got in trouble.
You were a wild one.
I was that kid.
Well, so growing up, where did you live?
I lived in Alabama. No, I did not live in Forsyth.
All your life.
I lived in Alabama, which is much, larger. And
what's different about Alabama compared to Georgia? I mean, coming from someone who's lived there.
Not much.
Because I don't think I've met a lot of people from Alabama.
Yeah, no.
Or at least not, I wasn't even aware. I didn't even know you were from Alabama.
Yeah, I'm from Muscle
And we've
Shoals,
known each other,
Alabama.
What,
600 years.
Minutes?
600 minutes. I was off
at
a little
least.
Bit. At least 600 minutes.
Wow,
yeah,
Alabama.
I'm from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Yeah. Hmm. Big, huge, huge city. Not at all. But it was still a lot of fun.
Is there a movie theater or... anything like that?
Maybe now.
Yeah. But there wasn't then.
I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you not go to the movies?
Not there. Yeah.
Mm. I don't know if I could live there. If there's no movie theater,
not
you know
at
what
the
I mean?
Time, I didn't go to the movies. No.
But you moved.
But they got a Walmart.
They do have
Am
a Walmart.
I allowed to say that?
Again, with like I don't even know. Maybe if I ever find out, I'll have to like go back, edit each episode, and like. Blur it out, and I'll just put like kitten noises in front of it.
So they got one of those, but
nice.
Just before I left.
Wow!
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Mm-hmm.
No, that is impressive.
Yeah,
I have so you moved to Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's unique about this show is we get a lot of people that are from Georgia, and hopefully we have a lot of listeners out there who discovered us
mm-hmm.
Out there on the internet, and they also live in Georgia, and they can learn about our show.
Yeah.
So that's the goal, and they can learn about people who live in Georgia and their stories and how they got here.
Of course, yeah. Left here in the middle of high school, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moved to Forsyth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good grief. You know, I never went through high school. I was raised by wolves.
You were raised by... Is that why mm-hmm. this one that's why is so
I,
comfortable?
That's why I live in
that's
the woods.
That's why you live with the wolves.
In my studio.
This all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
This isn't
now.
Creepy at all, Jordan. This is your fault.
Oh, my goodness. Are you ready to go to the next section?
Absolutely.
All right. Perfect. Absolutely. Perfect.
Did you know that you can lead a cow upstairs, but you can't lead it downstairs?
I did not know this.
Yeah.
This is new information to me. How do we get the cow down if he can't go up?
Maybe you have to make it a hill and not stairs.
Mm.
Maybe you have to...
Put it down a slide.
Maybe,
I would build a slide in my house.
I don't mean to focus on the negative, but maybe it just doesn't go down.
Well, we might be having hamburgers next
you
week.
Might be having a lot of hamburgers.
A lot of hamburgers. It's hamburger patty pasta, hamburger patty, like everything. All right, so our next section is called... Improv. Have you ever heard of improv?
Yes.
Improv is one of my favorite things because literally we can make up whatever we want.
Anything.
It's kind of like just making up stories or lying.
I was going
to
say.
I don't like to use that word.
Well, stories. Funny stories.
Funny stories. So we have some parameters though. That this way,
rules.
Yeah, some rules. So we're going to go over those right after this part. This little theme music. All right, so this is the part of the show where we ask this guest, our guest, mm-hmm. Emily this time,
me.
To jump into a situation that she doesn't know yet. It'll be fun. And we simply have a conversation as different people.
Okay.
And the only rules is that we have to stay within parameters of the guidelines. And so I'll read those guidelines.
You're
now.
You're the boss.
My janitor seems to be the boss of me sometimes. You know, he's like, all right, listen, if you want this garbage taken out, this is the sketch for this week. And we're like, okay.
Is that how you pay him?
That's, I pay him in hugs.
In hugs.
Twice a day.
They work.
Twice a day.
Twice a day.
Three times a day. You know, he might come back for more too often, you know? So here's our little sketch. So we're actually both going to be gangstas.
Oh.
Mobsters.
You got it.
Planning our next scheme.
Okay.
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 So you, it could be a bank job or like a casino break in, right? We're going to be stealing something, right?
Okay.
The problem is, one of us, which is you in this situation,
okay.
You have all these ideas
okay.
on how we're going to get it done
okay.
or how we can make it better.
Okay.
And they're all bad ideas, at least in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
However,
okay.
I have to be nice to you because you are the mobsters. this is the funny part. You're actually the daughter of the mobsters.
Oh, okay.
That's what it says here. And so everybody on the team has to be nice to you. I am going to walk in. I'm going to look for you.
Okay.
And then you're going to find me.
Okay. Well, that should be easy.
All right. Cool. Cool. All right. So here we go. And 3, 2, 1. Emily. Where is Emily? She's always missing.
Hey,
Emily.
Hey.
Emily.
Hey, I'm right
there
over here.
You are.
Hey. Hey.
All right.
Take
listen.
It easy. All right. What's
Emily,
up?
Are you ready for this job?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready?
All right. I'm ready. But I need us to be really prepared. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a plan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk you through the plan. If you got any ideas... You let me know.
Okay, you got
now,
it.
Now, did you bring the masks?
No.
We need two masks.
No, I didn't bring the masks.
Well, what can we substitute? We need masks. We can use...
I got some bananas.
Bananas.
I got
perfect.
Some bananas.
All right. So
I brought some bananas.
All right, we'll take the bananas.
I brought one banana.
We'll take the bananas. I've got a little machine. We can make the bananas larger. And just put them right over our heads.
No, let's keep the same size bananas. It'll look weird if we're big bananas.
I have some duct tape. We'll just wrap them right over our eyes.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
One banana.
All right, so here's the plan.
Okay.
We're going to go into the bank.
Mm.
All right. We put the bananas over our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will know it's us.
Okay.
Okay, because I know we've been on the news a lot lately. Everybody's trying to take us down.
Yeah.
Don't let that discourage you.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing we do
okay.
is we go into the bank. Now, we go through the back door.
No. We should go in
the
front.
You have a better idea?
We should go in the front.
The front?
No one will see. It's weird.
It might, you know, we might actually run into some issues with the front because there's a lot of cameras.
That's why we got the bananas.
Okay, you know, that's, you've got a good idea. I, you know, you're the daughter of my boss. So you know what?
Tony,
you know, he's been with us. He was the one that started this gang. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with your idea because I trust you, because I trust him. All right, cool. So we'll go ahead. We'll go through the front, but we have to sneak. We have to be very, very quiet.
Now we just walk right in.
Okay.
We walk right in with the bananas.
And then we take the bananas. Mm-hmm. We put them over our eyes. We walk in. What do you think we should say to the person behind the counter? Because at this point, we're just walking in. They know we're here. Maybe we should say, give us all your monkeys.
Monkeys?
Monkeys, yeah, well.
Is it because of the bananas?
Well,
I don't want the monkeys.
I feel like the monkeys would make a great replacement
coins.
For the word money. They'll
we
think,
just want coins.
Coins?
No paper, just coins.
No paper, just coins.
We're at the bank, we look for coins, we got bananas.
What would we use the coins for?
To pay Tony.
But we're talking like a lot of coins because...
All of them.
Without the monkeys, mm-hmm. we have... There's nothing else valuable unless it's a lot of coins.
All the coins.
All right, we'll take all the coins.
All the coins.
All right, we've got the masks on, the bananas.
Bananas.
We walk in. Mm-hmm. We say, give us all your coins. Mm-hmm. And then where would the monkeys be? Would they chase us?
Where are the monkeys?
I feel like there's going to be monkeys if we got bananas. So I feel like that would definitely happen. So, but we'll, you know, we'll work with it. You're the daughter of our boss.
Tony.
We'll go with Tony. Yeah. All right.
Tony just wants the coins. No monkeys, just bananas, coins, taken with Tony.
All right. Here's your gun. Mm-hmm. Take the gun.
No guns.
No guns.
No guns.
I like the way you think.
No guns.
We're going in hot.
Slingshots.
Okay. Well, slingshots it is. Mm-hmm. And we'll take the slingshots and we'll shoot them in the face.
No.
No.
Knee.
In the knee.
In the knee.
All right. The knee it is.
With the coins.
You know, I'm having a hard time. I'm
we
having
use
a hard
the
time,
coins.
Emily, with this. But
we wear the bananas. We use the coins. We shoot them.
Let's do it.
In the knee.
All right. Cool. We got the getaway car. Let's do it. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Wright. That was fantastic. Where's our little applause button?
There it is.
Congratulations. That was a blast. I can actually see this conversation happening in some sort of movie.
The whole time I was picturing us with these bananas.
I love how you just respond, nope. No. That's not a good idea. I've got a better one. And I'm like, okay, just gotta go with it. That could not have gone better. That was brilliant. Awesome.
That was so much fun.
All right. Well, that was fantastic, Emily.
Thank you.
I feel like if we were in a gangster, what would your gangster name be?
You know, I've thought about it. I put some thought into it, and I believe it's the Charismatic Kid.
Why that?
Just because it feels right.
Yeah.
It feels right. Taco was taken, so I felt like I would go with the Charismatic Kid.
You're pretty good with the names. You were telling me the other day about backward names. What is this idea that you have?
Okay, so this is something that my family and I did a lot when I was a kid.
Okay.
It was like a weird, like, after family dinner, like Christmases and stuff like that. So we did it, and it was so funny. Like, it tickled me crazy when I was a kid. I thought it was hilarious because they were so ridiculous. So I brought to you your name.
My
backwards.
Name.
I brought it.
So everybody, you would go around in the house or in your tent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you had a house or tent.
We didn't have a tent. We did have an actual home.
I think
a tent is a home.
Some people have tents as well.
That was rude. It was.
That was rude.
Was
for all you tent homers out there.
For all you tent dwellers, I apologize.
Indeed.
Your home is nice.
Your home is lovely.
Your home is lovely.
So, yeah. So, no. So if you were in a home, which mm-hmm. you were, why you would go around to your family and you would just call each other by your backwards name. So what was your name backwards?
Elime was
that
mine.
Would work. I would be okay with calling you Elime.
My mom's was Enolorak Yak.
That might be what. It sounds like some tribe name.
Enolorak Yak was my mom's. There was Ukram was another Ukram. One that was my aunt's. There was Nimijneb Maharg Railwrap was my uncle's.
Wow.
My sister's though wasn't really all that great. Hers was just Hannah. She was upset over it.
So it was Hannah. What was her name forward?
Hannah.
Makes sense. Took me a minute.
Yeah. So those were our names backwards.
Cool.
And it was a lot of fun. It was so funny at the time.
I wish I did that growing up.
Yours is very.
But I was raised by wolves, so.
Oh well, then this is perfect
because
it's Nadroj.
Nadroj.
Enirg.
Enirg? Oh, that's my last name.
Nadroj.
Nadroj.
Nadroj. Inirg.
Inirg.
I mean, you can put however.
I'm your host, Nudraj Inirg.
Yeah, I mean, you can choose an accent.
Coming
or
to you live
emphasis.
From the caves of, yeah. with the wolves.
With the wolves. Caves with the wolves, Nudraj.
Oh my gosh.
That's your name.
I feel like this is the most random thing that could have happened. We're talking literally about nothing right now. It's fitting. It's
You're
fitting.
Talking about family traditions.
Family
Take it
traditions.
Easy,
all
right?
Okay, all right. I spoke too soon. Family traditions, possibly yeah. intense.
Possibly intense.
Don't want to offend anybody out
no.
there.
No. You're, I'm sure your tan is nice.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Emily, are you ready to go to the next part of our show, which mm-hmm. is my personal favorite part mm-hmm. of the show? And we call this, are you ready for it?
Hold on.
You've probably heard the show before, ready. Right? You've heard the show.
Yeah, once or,
you've, once or twice. Once or twice. Here and there.
What
this
are we?
Is,
this is the 13th. Hopefully I've seen it.
This is
times.
Episode 13.
So hopefully I've heard it 12 times.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the part where we do questions and answers. 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 With Jordan and Emily, but specifically you, because I'm going to play a few.
Okay.
I'm going to play a few clips.
You're not going
to from our
anything?
Last guest. Okay. I, you know, if you want me to, you know, I'll kind of chime in there.
Okay.
You know, I'll try to do my best Emily voice.
Okay.
And nobody will know the difference.
They would have no idea.
At this point, if you guys hear her answer, it could be me. It mm-hmm. could be Emily.
You will have no idea.
You won't know. I'm pretty good at editing. Sometimes, if you hear a guest on the show, it's not actually them. It's
they
just
actually,
me.
Were, yeah, they were never there.
Just a
Sometimes you're just
voice.
Alone. That's actually your secret.
Last episode, Ronnie, that was mm-hmm. me.
That was you the whole
just
time.
Just me and me. But I told everybody it was Ronnie. We got a picture and everything. All right, cool. So are you ready for question number one?
Indeed.
All right. If you had $1 million, what would you do first? Pretty good one, right?
Yeah. That's yeah. awesome. If I had $1 million, what would I do first?
Yeah.
I would ask my mom what she wanted.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say like something funny and like
but
weird.
But don't tell her that you want $1 million.
Yeah, I'd that be like, Mom, I've got $100. Is there a shirt you
what
wanted
do you want?
Or
do you
like
want?
Some shoes or a bill you want to make some money to? Yeah, brilliant. No, I would definitely take care of my family.
Good.
You know, the sister thing, the family thing, all of them. Yeah. But they'd be good.
You know, my family comes to mind first, too.
Absolutely.
Personally, because yeah. I feel like if your family's happy, you're happy.
Absolutely.
But you got $1 million. You could probably cover them and you.
I'm going to be honest. As if my mom's happy, I'm happy. Like, that's
right, right,
just,
right.
Like, just please make her happy. And we'll all be happy.
I feel like, how big is your family?
I got a big one.
You got a big family.
Yeah.
At least two?
At least two in your family. At least two. Just, yeah. At least two. We just invite random people in and we just call them my family.
You are family now.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
Exactly.
All right. Well, here's question number two.
Okay.
What would you rather eat? The world's hottest pepper or, you guys ready for this?
Mm.
Yeah. Expired milk.
Oh, man.
That is tough.
Ronnie.
I know. That's a tough one.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I can't handle spicy food, but rancid milk, that's terrible.
You got to choose one, though. This is the situation where you're in front. You're in front of the two items.
But like how much quantity? Like
and
what's
have,
the quantity?
Well,
is it like one pepper?
I feel like
a gallon
you have
of milk?
A time limit of 20 seconds to choose. And
to choose the quantity?
To choose the quantity and which one.
If it's like, this is terrible.
Let's just say it's a gulp of both.
I'll take the milk. And I only say that because I know it'll come right back up and that pepper is just going to linger
gonna stay
for
there
a
forever.
While.
That's a good choice.
It's going to be there for like a day.
Yeah, very good choice.
Oh, that was terrible.
It was a terrible one.
Oh,
but you know,
awful.
he had a good point though.
Yeah, just for the record.
If you had to know.
I don't like, want either.
Question number three.
What is your favorite fast food restaurant and what is your favorite meal from that fast food restaurant?
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, if you're health conscious and things like that, that's perfectly fine. But I do want you to answer this question because I think we've all had McDonald's, Burger King, you know, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A,
sure.
things like that. So I'm just curious.
There it is.
This is the worst.
There it is.
No one wants to admit it.
I know. Well, you know, I love Checkers. That's my favorite restaurant.
Oh,
I haven't been there in over a year. I'm doing pretty good.
And it's your favorite?
I've been trying to avoid it. I'm trying to avoid it.
Fair enough. I'm a Taco Bell fan.
Yes.
But who isn't, right?
You know, you can order from your phone now.
They'll deliver
it's too
it to
easy.
You.
Too
I've never
easy.
Had it delivered. I feel like that's a whole other...
If I was on a boat, like, I wonder if they'd deliver to me on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
I don't think they would.
They might.
They might.
I'm going to put it in the notes next time.
Fine. I mean, I'm on a boat.
Hey, I'm on a boat, guys.
But, like, are you still on land or are you in water?
I'm... Good question.
Is the boat like parked
in
your driveway?
I would hope to be in the water.
All right.
Hopefully they'd come out in a little canoe or maybe like a floaty, two little floaties on their arms.
So that's like the employee of the year.
They would be.
Because I'm sure it's out of the scope of their job description.
And hopefully they'd get their picture up on the wall.
I'm sure it's not like your first year's orientation. One day you might have to go into the ocean to serve on a boat.
Hopefully not.
All right, Taco Bell. I love
it's a good answer.
Their nachos.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
They do have good nachos, don't they?
Bell nacho.
And they put them in that whole plate. Oh, my gosh. You're killing me.
No beans, though.
I haven't had them in so long. You're making me want to go out and eat right now.
Don't do it. Don't do it. That also stays with you for a whole day. And you don't want that.
That also stays with you.
It's not something you want to keep.
Oh, my goodness.
You might choose the hot pepper.
All right, cool. So this is the fun part, Emily. You get to choose three questions. I know, all of it's been fun, but this is the even more fun part.
You got it.
This is the fun part for you and for the next guest, because you get to pick three questions for our next guest. And those three questions have to be, but it's not limited to, question mark type of questions, where it ends with you kind of curious. You know those questions where you be like, I'm wondering... You know.
Okay, as opposed to...
there's no other kind of question. Okay. So three of those, no more than three, and no less than three. I'm not wondering. So do you have question number one prepared?
I do have question number one prepared.
What is it?
What is your name spelled backwards?
What is my name spelled backwards?
No, their name, not yours.
Oh.
To the person, Jordan.
Like, are you talking to me? Or?
What is yours, you remember?
It's Nadrush.
You have to.
Brilliant. I love that.
No. Yes. What is your name spelled backwards? Perhaps maybe you need a phone and or pen. And then
Brilliant.
They can do it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Question number two.
Who would your superhero significant other be?
Wow.
And why? Like, would it be like 2020 Vision Girl or would it be like Speed Walking Sam? Or like, who would it be? What would their superpower be?
Brilliant.
Like The Incredibles.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to say that.
So what would... I don't know. It's like there's so many things we're saying. Disney copyrighted. So
not what would your...
Okay.
Well, no, what would you be? What
I
would
like
your
it.
Superhero significant.
So significant other. So it has to... But they have to be superhero powered.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
They have to be superhero powered, not powered by anything else.
Nothing it's else. Just powered by superhero power.
Awesome.
All right. So what's question number three?
Okay. The question number three... What if you had a fruit or vegetable for hands forever? What would that fruit and or vegetable be? Like you could have
One fruit on left hand.
You could
one vegetable on the left.
Absolutely,
hand,
you're allowed to. Yeah, but that was it forever. Like
wow.
You had like a banana hand and a tomato hand. You can't have like a banana finger and like a squash hand.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So what would those?
This is a good question.
Weird
I'm kind of curious.
All.
No, I want to know for our next guest when I want to know if they're willing to actually substitute their hands at the end.
See, I feel like
for the vegetable or fruit, like we can actually do the surgery.
I feel like
in-house.
That should be their superpower and then they're forever being with their significant other that's
it's
their
brilliant.
Superpower and then their name backwards is their superhero name.
So this is
I just came up with a comic book.
That's brilliant.
Or a movie.
We can make it into a comic book and movie. But we'd have to come out in a couple years.
In a couple
you know,
years,
I have to
you
get
it.
I have to get the funds. You know, we only have $1 so far from this sponsor.
We
got to frame this dollar.
You do. It's the first dollar
we've
ever
it's
made.
It's a first dollar. You know, we've had a lot of sponsors, but they've always taken back the money like immediately.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Here's your money, and then they heard it.
That was actually Monopoly money.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't real money. So I'm like, oh, great. That is hilarious. Emily, I do have one question for you. This is the final question for you.
Okay.
And you can choose to ask the audience or phone a friend.
Or 50-50. Well, audience 50-50. Okay.
Yes.
Janitor still here?
Is the janitor here? Can we 50-50?
If he's here,
it's two personalities. We'll
this
have to
is
choose.
True. This is true. What's your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like?
What is your favorite place to hang in Atlanta? What
Ooh.
Is your favorite place to go to in Atlanta or Georgia area? You know, for the locals out there listening that might be curious, you know, not the typical, oh, this is like, you know, aquarium. Everybody knows about that.
No.
What is your favorite
your
go-to? Yeah. With your friends.
Oh no, that's crazy. I will say right now, considering the weather, if you go to the Highlands, there's a place called Bookhouse and they have an amazing tiki bar where when you order drinks, if you were into that sort of thing, alcoholic or non, you can get a tiki glass.
Tiki glass.
Mm-hmm. And they're all kinds. And like I have one.
And if you order the drink.
Yeah, if you order a drink, I think you might be able to order them separately. Not that I've done that. But you can order the drink. You get to keep the glass.
That's awesome.
And there are all kinds of cool things that you would just never, like sharks and whales and people and like a bear with a hat.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. There's like a bear with a pot belly and a hat, and he's wearing a little vest.
I feel like you have all of these.
I might have one or 17.
Okay. No, that's awesome.
So much so.
Where can this place be found?
It's on Ponce. It's at like the Ponce. It's a corner of Ponce and Highland in that general vicinity. You have a tattoo from that area.
Southern Star. I do have a tattoo from there.
And it's, well, not from Bookhouse. That would be.
No, that would be weird.
Probably weird. I'm sure they offer it like in the back with a
pin. I have a tattoo from the place.
And a smile.
Yeah, and a smile. But I do have a tattoo from the place nearby.
Yes,
yeah,
you do. And it is right there. Yep. And it's in that same like shopping center.
I know the place.
And it's great. They've got a beautiful patio.
I'm going to go
unless
there.
They've closed it in the last, I mean, it's been like a year since I've been, but I do enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, Emily, thanks for coming to the house.
No, thank you for having
me. I've had a lot of people in the house so far.
Yo, okay.
And you have been the only Emily.
Really?
And I'm proud to say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious.
It really is serious.
How many ways do you think we've paved?
I think many, many.
Great.
By the way.
My work here is done.
When people are, your work's done. Drop the mic. Don't drop the mic. It's expensive.
This is a glass table.
We do want to know, though, for the listeners, how can we follow you in a non-creepy way?
In a non-creepy way?
Like on social
network. Only in a creepy way.
And if you have a social network, now's your moment to shine.
I have two social networks.
Yes, like a Twitter or an Instagram?
No, I don't Twitter. I'm not a
Twitter. Do you Instagram?
Twitter. I do. Instagram. Yes, Instagram I do.
What is your handle for that? Or how do you handling it?
My Instagram name is Beard Me.
Beard Me. I feel like there's a story behind this.
As in B-E-E-R-D-M-E.
Like beard me. Got it.
Like beer, but beard.
I'm writing it down.
Me.
For those of you who are driving, please pull over. Be safe.
Yeah,
we are a safe podcast.
Don't.
Write this down and then look us up.
Don't Instagram and drive.
Don't Instagram and drive.
Don't Google and drive.
We don't want to be responsible for that. Mm-mm. We don't have the funds yet. We've talked about this.
Don't even drink water and drive.
No.
Just drive.
Don't even keep your eyes open and drive.
Yeah,
or
just
closed.
Well, yeah, don't blink.
Don't blink.
Don't blink and drive.
Keep your eyes open all the time.
Don't blink and drive.
Brilliant.
Don't do anything. Don't
awesome.
Just don't drive.
Well, thank you, Emily, for sharing how we can follow you. And guys, you can actually see that on the link of this podcast episode on thegreenhousepodcast.com. Yay. And for behind the scenes videos, you can follow us on Instagram at The Greenhouse Podcast. And of course, you can also follow us on Twitter at The Greenhouse Pod. Thanks for listening, everyone. And Emily, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for being in the house.
Bye.
Greenhouse Podcast. Really? That's it. Mic check.
Hello.
Cool. How we doing on set?
Oh, doing pretty good. All the trash buckets are empty. I just forgot some. I'm trying not to make too much noise.
Brilliant. Yeah, because one day I'll have a DVD.
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called The Life of Jordan. Remake. Part 2.